Yeah, No Blame for Nobody. That's a great tune. That is Casey Abrams from the Memorex side, Vant CD copy in our hands, actually just out and available in stores. But so pleased to welcome Casey live to our studios. Welcome.
Nikki, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. And along with you, Elliot Schwartzman, who's playing guitar today, but a multi-instrumentalist in his own right.
Thank you.
The two of you are on stage tomorrow night at Frey's Pavilion, Open Up for America, and so pleased you were able to stop by today. I have to say that I never thought this day would come, that on Excursions on 91.3 WISO, public radio for the Miami Valley, we would host a former and very highly regarded contestant from American Idol.
Well, it's weird because this is probably the most exciting place I've been in the whole seriously, nah. Listening to your guys' music, I'm definitely super psyched to be a part of it, you know.
Well, it's just a delight. When someone approached me with this possibility, I thought, American Idol, are you kidding me?
Should we do it?
No, wait. But I clicked on a couple of links. I thought, my heavens, this man's great. And you have to have a little bit of broken the mold. I've never seen the complete show, but from the little glimpses I caught, there's a certain schmaltzy syrupiness that I just didn't resonate with, but I have to say you're a delightful surprise.
Cool. I'm glad to hear it. Thank you very much.
Would you be so kind as to sing us one live in the studio?
Oh, yeah, as many as you want.
You're awesome. Casey Abrams live on Excursions on WISO.
All right, cool.
Stacey Abrams live on 91.3 WYSO. Brand new CD, self-titled, just out on Concord Records. And that happened very recently. And I, among the things I clicked, you wrote a song about getting signed.
Yeah. No, I released it on the internet because I was kind of happy. You know, it doesn't happen every day, right?
Yeah. To Concord Records. First of all, I would like to know, I mean, obviously you've been making music since a very young age. I mean, American, you were well on your way and established and with the...
I don't know about that. You know, I was playing bass behind, you know, saxophone players growing up in small restaurants. That was kind of, I don't know if that's on your way. But I was having fun with music. That's true.
So, but stand-up bass is your primary instrument, would you say?
Yeah. I consider myself a bass first. I'm a bass player first, but everything else is kind of secondary. Because bass is the most fun, and I think it's kind of the bowl to the musical jelly. You know what I mean? And I like being that the guy that holds everyone up. You know what I mean?
So you kind of went, you sort of set a new tradition with the fact that you've actually played an instrument while you sang on American Idol.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true. Well, I mean, I played bass. I'd like to be the first bass player. I think that's pretty
cool.
Yeah.
But definitely, I think, not what anybody expected. And so how long, I don't even, was it last year that you were on the show?
It was actually 2 years ago.
Okay.
So I've been, you know, I've been working pretty hard. I actually went to England to record this whole album, you know, and worked in a very cool studio, and it was a long process, but here I am right now, you know.
Casey and his band will be on stage tomorrow night at the Fraze Pavilion, opening up for the great American iconic band America. You can find the music from the new album on iTunes. You can also check out his site at iamcaseyabrams.com, or you can check WYSO.org later, and we'll have links up to all of this and so much more. So you wrote all the tunes on this record, correct?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's a couple covers. In fact, I did a cover, a Ray Charles cover, with one of the other contestants. We did a couple jazzy things on the show, so I decided to bring her back.
And, oh, nice.
Yeah, it was fun, you know, keeping the tradition of singing other people's songs. Yeah.
Did you have a choice? How does it come around? Do you get, like, here's five songs the American Idol's giving you, and you pick one, or does that come to you?
Basically, it's the theme. You're like, all right, this is the, disco week, you know? So you have to choose a disco song, and then they have to ask, like, the writers, they have to ask a whole bunch of people. You know, it's like, hey, can you sing this on the show? Is this all right? And sometimes it doesn't go through. Sometimes you have to pick a whole other song, you know. Most of the time you pick that song. And sometimes, you know, people will be like, maybe you should sing this one. So you have to say no to those voices.
Gotcha.
And really steer clear of that stuff and focus. You know?
Sounds like quite an amazing adventure and lot of fun. It almost makes me want to watch it. Almost.
Almost. Just at the point, but
if someone cool like you can slip through, you know, who knows? It might be better than I think. Yeah. Would you play us another one, that you wrote from this record?
Yeah, of course. I'll do a little fun one I wrote about mangoes. Oh,
I'll be fine. I got this picture in my mind, and baby, you and me, riding the train to our destiny. Oh, baby, you and me, eating mangoes in our mango tree. Tree to our destiny. Oh, baby, you and me, making love with this melody. Oh, baby, you and me, we drink coffee 'cause we don't like tea. Oh, baby, you and me, eating mangoes in a mango tree, like the monkeys eating mangoes in a mango tree. Eating mangoes in a mango tree. Eating mangoes in a mango tree. Eating mangoes in a mango tree.
Casey Abrams live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. You guys blend really nicely. How did you, obviously, how did you be drawn to each other? And you really have done a nice job.
You know, it's crazy. We haven't even known each other for a month. We haven't.
Week what? And a half about.
How did you meet?
We got connected. We're from LA.
Yeah.
You know, we've been driving across the country, but we got connected through someone in LA who's kind of known for connecting bands and.
Nice.
It worked.
Right.
Yeah, no, he walked in and he just had that vibe. He was just like, yeah, whatever, I'll play some music. And I was like, oh, yeah,
like, that's okay.
Everyone else was like, I loved you on American Idol. I was like, all right, it's weird, man. And he just played the music and I was like, all right, this is cool. This is cool.
What will we see on stage tomorrow night at Fraser Pavilion? What's the lineup?
The lineup.
Well, we got a full band coming out
yeah.
that we're picking up from the airport tonight.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
We'll practice tonight as well until like 3 a.m. a bit. Yeah.
So full band, classic rock band. I mean, to say the classical lineup, bass, drums, guitar.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing bass?
Yeah. I'll play bass. I'll switch over to guitar sometimes. Sometimes I'll put the music, you know, the musical instruments down and just sing my butt off and see what happens. Yeah.
They are live on stage at Fraser Pavilion tomorrow night, opening up for America. You can find out about tickets at Fraser.com. You can also find out more about Casey Abrams and the new CD just out on Concord Records at his website, among other places, at IamCaseyAbrams.com. Well, I just am so delighted that you stopped by and that they didn't just originally just reject you out of hand. Like, we do not do American Idol type music.
I'm glad you took a second look.
Yeah,
you're like, okay.
You.
Well, I'm glad you seem to have brought like a different level of performance to the show. At least, I have to say, I'm going to have to go back and check some stuff out.
Yeah.
Who was the celebrity isn't there always a celebrity judge on?
There's always that Randy Jackson guy. He actually was cool. He helped me out with the record. Actually, he got me in touch with Concord. Yeah. He's a bass player too. So he's really nice about that stuff. And then there's J-Lo.
Yeah.
And then there's Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler was like amazing. He was really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you get to look at him close up?
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, no, a nice guy.
No, totally. He's cool. He kind of really cared. He came up to everyone and was like, hey, nice job. Are you feeling well? You know, like that kind of stuff.
Well, how nice.
Yeah.
Well, nice to hear there's a little heart and soul in there.
I think so.
We got Casey Abrams live in the studio with fellow bandmates, Elliot Schwartzman, playing guitars, both of them today, and Casey playing a classical guitar even. You're just
Nylon.
A maverick. Just, mavericky.
It's badass.
Man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll have recorders tomorrow on stage, maybe one of those penny whistle things.
No kidding. Oh. The cover of your album, there's about 14 instruments there.
Yeah.
He plays all of them, man.
Could you put us another one?
Oh, yeah, of course. Let's do, what time is it?
It's
not morning
of time.
Time, but...
Afternoon, 27 past 12.
Okay, well, can we sing a song about morning time?
You bet.
Okay, cool.
Casey Abrams live on YSO.
Can you see really quick?
Yeah. Casey does all open tunings mostly when he plays guitar, so...
Fancy.
Throw the maps out and let's get lost. Nothing matters but the two of us. All the world for us to see. Let's go find a little mystery. Ooh, take our souls into the open roads. We go into this great bright morning. Leave the rest of this world behind. Falling into this great bright morning, you and I. Clouds and chasing dreams through the streams and waterfalls. Ooh, take our souls into the open roads. We go into this great bright morning. Leave the rest of this world. Falling into this great bright morning, you and I.
Abrams live in the studio on 91.3 WYSO. That is just lovely that you guys have only been together for a little bit over a month. I'm looking forward to the next and the next thing.
Oh, thanks. Well, yeah, anytime we're over here, can we come by?
You bet. You bet you can. You can come by and hang out. You don't play tomorrow night. What are you going to do with yourselves in Dayton, Ohio?
I don't know. Where are the cool places to go?
Well, you're in one of them, Yellow Springs. Very unique and interesting.
We actually checked out.
This morning we checked out the town.
Yeah, there's a lot to offer here and a lot of really amazing vibe, kind of a original, very
natural nature kind of thing. And that's, you know, the first track off the album is Simple Life, and it's kind of like, let's put down our cell phones and computers and enjoy it. And it seems like this town's kind of doing it, you know what I mean? I like it.
We are. Well, you should hang out this afternoon, and I'm tempted to go to Simple Life since you just mentioned it, but I'm also tempted to ask for another one live if you guys are prepared to do it. I hate to be greedy, though, you know?
I'm okay with that.
A glutton, yeah.
Should it be a soft one, or?
Oh, I don't know. You pick it. I'm just really digging your, I love that. I can, like, hear the wood.
You just hear
the creaking. It's awesome.
He asked me to do this on stage tomorrow night. He's like, make sure when you tune to a different tuning that you let the whole crowd hear it. And I was like, I don't know if they're going to enjoy that, but I don't know. I guess you might have changed my mind. I'll turn it up real loud, I guess.
Might as well make a
I think behind the scenes is always kind of fun, you know what I mean?
I think so, too. Casey Abrams live in these studios today, this afternoon, on Excursions on WISO, and live on stage tomorrow at Fraze Pavilion. They're opening up for the legendary band America. You can find out about tickets at fraze.com, or we'll have some information up on our site as well. You can go straight to the source and check it out. I am CaseyAbrams.com. So pleased you're here. Casey Abrams live on WISO.
All right, cool. Saw you on a subway in New York City. Called across the platform, but no, you didn't hear me. You took my heart but never left my brain. You headed up to Harlem on an uptown train. Before that night, everything was black and white. Sounds crazy, don't know how in this world, but I found my midnight girl. Ooh, I found my midnight girl. Your friends are all wondering what I'm doing around here. I bet they're all wishing that I'd just disappear. And I know I hear them laughing when I'm out of the room. Tell them I ain't leaving anytime soon. But you know this life isn't so black and white. And I wanna tell you right now, you're the kind of girl we were singing about. I know it sounds crazy, don't know how in this world, but I girl, ooh, from my midnight girl. They all say we're from two different worlds. Now I'm gonna say we're a boy and a girl. Call me crazy, but it's all the same to me. And I wanna tell you right now, you're the kind of girl we were singing about. I know it sounds crazy, don't know how in this world, but I found my midnight girl. I found my midnight girl. I found my midnight girl. Ooh, I found my midnight girl.
That is great. Casey Abrams live in the studio. New album, self-titled, just out on Concord Records. And Elliot Schwartzman joining him in there singing some fine, fine harmony.
Right?
Ooh, man, you guys got it down. Really enjoying that. If you'd like to buy tickets to the show tomorrow, it's phrase.com. We'll have all this information up on our website as well at wyso.org. What a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thanks a lot. Anytime. Have me back, please.
Please, come by. This is one from the record, just out on Concord. One of the finest music labels going, by the way. I almost always find their records worth hearing, and this one's among them. Casey Abrams on YSO. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you very much.
Don't need no TV, I don't need no phone. Don't need no speedy car to get me home. Don't need no nothing, all I need is time for the simple life. Ooh. Go get your butt off of that lazy couch. Put down a laptop and get out of that house. Don't need no nothing, all I need is time for the simple life.